The bombings of Nagasaki and Hiroshima effectively ended World War II in the Pacific theater, but more than 70 years later, many Americans of Japanese descent still carry the scars of the injustices they suffered during wartime, including the aftermath of their forced internment here in the U.S. Few people battled against those injustices as hard as a University of Washington student named Gordon Hirabayashi. As a young man, he refused to obey a curfew on Japanese Americans. Then he refused to go to one of the internment camps. Playwright Jean Sakata tells Hirabayashi's story in her one-man show called Hold These Truths. It's playing at Seattle's ACT Theater. Marcy Silman asked Sakata to tell her a bit more about Gordon Hirabayashi.
He grew up in Auburn, Kent, and Thomas in an immigrant farming family. And he went to the University of Washington. He was in his early 20s when Pearl Harbor was bombed. And the orders came out, number one, for a curfew that was aimed directly at people of Japanese ancestry, and then the much worse forced removal orders. And Gordon, as a young student, decided to openly defy these orders and legally challenge them.
Did he consider himself to be a radical at the time that he decided that he couldn't in good conscience obey these things?
Just the opposite. The way that I understand Gordon and the way he always talked to me and I think to others and publicly was that he was not looking to be a political activist. He was not looking to be a rebel or a radical in any sense of the word. He was intending really to go along with these orders at first, both of them. And in obeying them, while obeying them, he had epiphanies about being an American citizen and about the injustice of being ordered as an American citizen to do something that other American citizens were not being asked to do.
He was jailed, correct?
Yes.
How long was he held in detention?
Here in Seattle, in the King County Jail, he was held for 9 months, partially because they had a very hard time finding an attorney to represent him. And also because of a series of encounters with the judge that lengthened his stay there. And then he served more time after he got out of jail in a prison camp.
When did he decide that he was going to file his lawsuit against the government?
Well, that's a very interesting question because I don't think it was really a consciously deliberated decision in terms of I'm going to challenge the government at this particular time. What happened was he was helping Seattle families of Japanese ancestry move out of their homes. He was volunteering with the Quaker group. The Quakers are very active in aiding the Japanese during this time. And as he was doing that and taking them out to Puyallup, the fairgrounds where they were being held, until they were shipped off to the concentration camps, he had that epiphany I was talking about. And he said, how can I go through with this? I defied the curfew. I did not obey the curfew. This is a much worse violation of my constitutional rights. I can't go through with this. And so he wrote a statement. He turned himself into the local FBI, but he didn't have a game plan beyond that. So he ended up in King County Jail without any sort of plan, really.
Wow.
And it was only when State Senator Mary Farquharson showed up and visited him and said, we want to do something, we want to form a citizens action group and help you, that plans, you know, real substantial plans for a legal defense was formed.
I'm talking with Jean Sakata. Her one-man play about Gordon Hirabayashi is called Hold These Truths. It's on stage now at Seattle's ACT Theater. It's a remarkable story, and I'm curious, Jean, how much you knew about Gordon Hirabayashi growing up.
I knew nothing about Gordon growing up. This is the shocking thing and one reason why I was so impassioned to write the play.
How did you find out about him?
I first found out about Gordon in a documentary film that I saw on PBS made by a local Seattle resident, John DeGraff, called A Personal Matter, Gordon Hirabayashi versus the United States. I happened to catch this on television, and I said, who is this Gordon Hirabayashi? I came up to Seattle as an actor. I got a job at the Intiman Theater, and I found out that Gordon's wartime letters were housed at the University of Washington in the Special Collections Department. So when I had my time off from the play, I would bicycle over to the university, and I just buried myself in the Special Collections Department reading Gordon's prison letters. So from those letters, I wrote the play.
I want to go back to that fact that you, as a Japanese American, third generation Sansei, knew nothing of this story, because it seems like a critical story in American history.
It is. But many, many people, I think most of the people that have seen the show have not heard of Gordon in a detailed way. They might have heard his name, as I did, in passing, had something to do with protesting what happened to the Japanese Americans during World War II, but none of the details.
I'm wondering how singular Gordon was in speaking out.
Yes, the majority, I think, of Japanese Americans were very silent about the experience until later on, when the government had commissions all over the country and inviting people to speak out about their experiences, because they were considering giving reparations to the survivors of the camps. In my own family, there was no talk of the camps. I think my father, my aunts and uncles were traumatized by being teenagers and being ripped out of their homes and put behind barbed wire. And for people across the United States to be seeing these young teenagers as the enemy, you know, when they thought of themselves as loyal Americans, was just too painful.
Jean Sakata is my guest. She's the author of the play Hold These Truths, a one-man show about Gordon Hirabayashi. You didn't know this story. How did finding out about Gordon and talking to him and working on this play change the way you think about that chapter in history?
That's a very interesting question, because I grew up in a Japanese-American family where this was not discussed. Even when I brought it up, you know, when I was in college and learned more about what happened, and I would ask my father, and he would just say, oh, the camps were dirty. And then he would change the subject, you know. So even though I was a child, you psychically absorb the pain of, you know, your parents and relatives when they don't talk about something. And I think you internalize, without being able to put it in words, I think I internalized that sense of shame and that sense of, you know, I am less than as a Japanese American. I would never have consciously admitted that. I would never verbally say that. But inside, I had to battle a sense of inferiority. I had to battle a sense of, you know, the fact that I grew up not seeing myself reflected in, you know, the media around me, in magazines or in TV or in films. You have to come to terms with that somehow. And I think that listening to Gordon and listening to his stories and listening to the redemptive quality of what he did was a great healing in my own life.
Jean Sakata is the author of the play Hold These Truths about Gordon Hirabayashi. It's on stage through August 16th at Seattle's ACT Theater. Sakata spoke to Marcy Silman.